Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever had an extended family member that you really, really love, and you love when they come to visit, and then, when they're visiting you, they do something really, let's say, unexpected? Like, they eat all of your donuts? If so, you're going to appreciate today's new story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, I'm Anya, and I'm 8 years old.
And we live in Ireland.
And this is our story, Uncle Groundhog. Ah, what a beautiful day here in my bird nest where I live, because I'm a bird. Yes, Mrs. Feathering, it is a lovely day. Oh, these donuts? Yeah, they're all mine. What can I say? I love my donuts. Now to see what my mom and dad are doing. Hey, Dad.
Jenny, my little chickadee. Say, that's quite a lot of donuts you're carrying.
You know me. Wild about my donuts. What are you and Mom doing?
Well, your mother is already at work because she's the breadwinner. And I do mean breadwinner, because we're birds. Now, Jenny, I have some big news.
What is it, Dad?
Guess who's coming over this week? Don't actually guess. I'm too excited to tell you. You're Uncle Gramhog.
Uncle Gramhog? Ugh, no!
What? Why don't you want to spend the week with Uncle Gramhog?
Because he always eats all of my donuts.
Jenny, don't be so rude. It's true, Uncle Gramhog has poor boundaries in regards to baked goods. But he's my brother whom we love and tolerate. So let's try to be welcoming, okay?
Okay.
That must be Uncle Gramhog now.
Hey, everybody! It's your Uncle Gramhog! Jenny, my favorite niece. Slap me some wing, why don't ya? Say, where are your donuts?
Donuts? I don't have any donuts. What makes you think I have donuts?
Because you always have donuts. I mean, you love donuts.
Nope, no donuts. On a totally unrelated note, I have to go do something in my room, which definitely isn't hiding these donuts. You two, stay here and talk about grown-up stuff. Anyways, bye. I've got to hide all my donuts in my room before Uncle Gramhog finds them and eats them. Maybe one here in the dresser drawer. Another one up on top of the curtain rod.
Jenny!
Oh, it's just you, Dad.
Yes, it is only me.
But also me!
Ah!
We're just two birds of a feather flocking together and telling each other where we keep our donuts.
I totally would, Uncle Gramhog, but I...
Gasp! Jenny, it's time to go to school. You'll have to work this donut deal later.
Phew! Saved by my educational obligations. I'm off to school! So you see, Harry, that's why I'm so bummed about Uncle Gramhog.
It makes perfect sense when you put it like that. Hey, do you think our Spanish teacher will be mad that we're talking in his class?
Probably.
Atención! Silencio, por favor.
Lo siento, señor Pigeon.
Repiten, por favor. Me gusta la lechuga.
Me gusta la lechuga.
Muy bien. Ok, clase terminada. Nos vemos mañana. Y cuidado con tío Gramhog.
Wait, what did you just say?
Te dije, see you tomorrow.
Oh, ok. I'll see you tomorrow. Now to go home and check on my donuts. Hello? I'm home from school. Is anyone home? Mom? Dad? Uncle Gramhog? Phew. Looks like I'm all alone.
Hey, everybody!
Uncle Gramhog!
Hey, I don't know if you knew this, but there were a bunch of donuts hidden all over your room.
You found my donuts?
Yes, but don't worry. I ate all of them. See you later.
Uncle Gramhog! Ugh. Wait, I haven't checked my super secret stash of donuts that I keep inside this box that says no donuts inside. I'll just open the box. Yes, the donuts are still here. If I can just make it to Friday when Uncle Gramhog leaves without Uncle Gramhog finding these, everything will be all right. Is it morning already? Wait, it's Friday morning, and my no donuts inside donut box is still full of donuts. Everything is coming up, Jenny!
Jenny, time for breakfast made by your Uncle Gramhog.
Uncle Gramhog?
Hey, everybody! I hope you're all ready to eat like birds.
Let's take a look at what's on my plate. It's... a cat? Uncle Gramhog, why is there a cat on my plate?
They say you should bake everything with love, and there's nothing I love more than my cat.
But you're a bird.
And don't you forget it. Also, I figured the cat would distract you long enough to find your secret donuts, which you keep where?
Oh, they're just... Wait, nice try, Uncle Gramhog, but I'll never tell.
Oh, I almost had you.
I gotta go to school.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, Jenny. Have you heard? Senor Pigeon mysteriously disappeared.
Huh? But I don't see how we can have Spanish class without a teacher.
Oh, look. Here comes our substitute.
The substitute looks kind of strange.
Yeah, like his clothes don't fit right. And he's wearing a bad wig. And he hasn't seen the inside of a school for decades.
Wait a minute. Is that...
It can't be.
Hola, everybody.
Uncle Grandhog.
Yep, I'm your substitute teacher. Now, repeat after me. Feliz Navidad.
What?
That's the only sentence I know how to say in Spanish.
Then why are you, of all birds, our Spanish substitute?
Because there are, or were, donuts in the staff break room. Now, Ginny, please come to the board and write down where you keep your donuts.
Never. I've got to fly out of here. Help! Someone help! Oh, thank goodness. There's a crossing guard. I can tell he's a legitimate crossing guard because he's holding a sign that says, I'm a real crossing guard. Excuse me, Mr. Crossing Guard?
Hey, everybody!
Uncle Grandhog!
Tell me where the donuts are, Ginny.
No, they're mine. I've got to get home. A bus. I can take this home. Excuse me, driver?
Hey, everybody!
Ah! Oh, no! I ran into a baby carriage. Are you all right, baby?
Hello, everybody!
Baby Grandhog! I gotta get home. At last, I'm safe.
Ah, Jenny, you're home.
Well, that's the understatement of the year.
Your mom and I wanted you to know that Uncle Grandhog's visit has come to an end.
Oh, thank goodness! Finally, I can stop worrying about my donuts!
Because he's moving in with us!
Hey, everybody! Say, can I have one of those donuts?
No!
Jennifer!
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, from Everett and Asa in South Dakota, we have a story called My Parents Eat Tomato Ice Cream. Are you serious? Do your parents really eat tomato ice cream, Everett and Asa? Is this story based on real life? Do they even make tomato ice cream? Anyway, this story is quite excellent and it takes a turn you would never, ever expect. Let's just say that tomato ice cream is kind of the hero of this story. Great work, Everett and Asa. Next up, we have two stories that are so short that I bet I could read them right now. First, from Grace, a 5-year-old in California, we have Brain Cell, and it goes like this. Ahem. The brain cell eats a sun. The sun keeps the brain cell cozy. The brain cell goes to bed. That is the most heartwarming story about a brain cell I've ever heard. Fantastic work, Grace. And now, from Anthem, a 10-year-old in Pennsylvania, we have a story called What If? And it goes like this. Ahem. What if everybody's beds tried to eat them? You know, I hear a story like that and my imagination just starts spinning. Anthem, incredible work. And finally, Julian, an 8-year-old from California, sent us a story called The Tap Dancing Walrus. Lots of great details in this story, including a wild goose chase that a walrus who is a teacher gets sent on by a janitor. The walrus's name is Walwee, by the way. The janitor sends Walwee to one room where Walwee finds some paint, and it's green paint, and then Walwee has to dip a paintbrush in it and then go to another room where they find a stack of paper, and the 39th paper that they find has something on it that Walwee has to draw. And then, according to the janitor, Walwee will get what he was looking for. But first, he has to do something he really doesn't like. And it's sort of in the title of the story. To see what I'm talking about, you're going to have to read Julian's story. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast. And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive.
That was Roll Call.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Molly and Anya, today's authors. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbado. Uncle Grahamhog was adapted by Alexis Simpson and features performances by Abel Arias, Langston Darby, Lindsay Ford, Matthew Gehring, Kristen Henley, Peter McNerney, and Megan O'Neill. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Now that the episode's over, I bet you're probably wondering who it was that played that incredible guitar lick that kept showing up in the story Uncle Grahamhog. Well, I bet you won't be surprised to know that it's me! In addition to being an incredible emo songwriter, I also play electric guitar. Specifically, I play that one lick over and over and over. It's probably the only thing I know how to play. It goes like this. Sometimes I use a little extra flair and go like this. Or if I really want to switch it up, I go like this. I know, they all sound exactly the same. But that's because your ears aren't nuanced enough to hear what I'm doing. People say I'm kind of like a Jimi Hendrix-style player crossed with, like, Philip Glass, crossed with someone who doesn't play guitar. Oh, you'd like one more sweet guitar lick before you go? Sure. Yeah!